Brahma, first created living being,
is Vandracharya of our whole sampradaya, of the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya sampradaya. In fact, he is born without Lord Vishnu's contact with Lakshmi or any other mother for begetting this boy, Brahma, and begetting this child, Brahma. So he is called as Swayambhu, and he is most deeply learned in all the scriptures. Originally, when he got the knowledge, it is said, when he studied the Vedic scriptures once, he came to Karmakanda conclusion. Second time he read through and he got Jnanakanda, then Upasanakanda, then finally he came to the Bhakti conclusion. So Brahma is the most learned in the whole creation. So in this way, there is a glorification about Brahma all through the scriptures, his greatness. But Brahma himself is praying to Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam. He is saying that, "My dear Lord, I am like a baby in the womb of a mother who sometimes kicks inside the womb." Of course, we cannot have that experience. We are all men. Women can have that experience. So sometimes a baby is floating in the mother's womb. So it's kicking inside. But the mother doesn't take insult of the baby. "Hey, why are you kicking me inside?" Similarly, he says, "I am Brahma. Inside is Brahmanda, which is like a womb. And I might do some mistakes, but actually, my dear Lord, you are so great. I am sure you will forgive me for my mistakes that I have done." So this is the repentant mood of Brahma, who is the father of all living entities in this material world. So this repentant mood is very appropriate for a jiva in approaching the Supreme Lord. Actually, we will find in our material consciousness, we are proud of our knowledge, we are proud of our accomplishments and achievements. Everybody is proud that I know this, I know that. And that kind of attitude has to turn into a submissive attitude that I know nothing. What I know is very little. And Krishna can never be comprehended by one's own talent or skill or prowess. Krishna can only be known by the pure sound vibration coming in parampara. By hearing it and by applying it, suddenly a kind of humility awakens in the jiva, where you find this complete submissiveness, considering oneself insignificant, good for nothing, considering Krishna and devotees to be the greatest. And that kind of attitude is also causeless mercy of Krishna. Like that, Lord Vishnu tells Brahma, he says that, "My dear Brahma, your faith in me, the power with which you are performing the austerities and the humility that you have, all these things are actually my own causeless mercy," he says. When you sincerely practice devotion service, suddenly you will find transformation in the heart of a devotee. If that type of transformation doesn't come, we have a very proud attitude. We will never be able to taste the relish of Krishna's surrender. We will only be superficial devotees making a show of devotional service, which is like a decoration of a dead body. Mandanam Lokaranjanam, it is said. And that kind of superficial devotional service that is exhibited for impressing the other jivas, that will not actually, neither will it satisfy us, nor will it do something good for the other living entities. But this type of humble attitude that Brahma has adopted, it will actually reveal Krishna to the practicing devotee. And it will be deeply satisfying to all the jivas who come in association with such a repentant devotee, with such a repentant attitude. So Srimad Bhagavatam stresses on this very much. That is why everyone, you will say, Brahma says, "You can never be known, my dear Lord." Nalkur Manikdev says, "You can never be known." So in our spiritual life, this attitude is very important, especially in approaching the holy name. Holy name is a pure sound vibration which can reveal Krishna, but only after we have accepted to adopt this attitude. Harinam Prabhu ki.